Okay, Rosa, a couple of announcements for Rosa. First of all, we're going to try to have a Shabbaton in Mount Kisco, the first Shabbos when we come back. So Rabbi Einhorn, of course, is our liaison to the world, and he is the one to speak to. We should try to come. All those that were there last year, if you remember, we were there at Parshas Tazria Mitzora last year. Remember that? Pretty good. For those that want to come, you know, bring whoever you want to bring with you, if you come. Okay. We have a lot to do, so let's not waste any time. Okay, we're still in the middle of the packet of Haroma Mechiras Chametz. So when we started, we're ending off with a discussion of the Bechor Shor. So we discussed all the inyanim, like Haroma, Mechiras Chametz, etc., all these issues. We ended off the shiur with the shayla. What is it you need? You have animals. You have the hangers. And you want that the behemoths be coming from the Pesach. So you can't feed your animals coming from the Pesach. You have to get an offer from the Pesach. And you can't do that. Right? But sell the animal to a guy, right? If you sell an animal to a guy, so what? Then it's an animal. Then he can be a coach. In other words, instead of doing the Mechiras Chametz, in other words, that's one issue we discussed. To violate, in other words, to avoid the violation of Bal Yeror. Right? Here, you want to sell the behemoth. To avoid the issue of getting Hanal from coming to Paris. So what's the story of that? So I ask, is that more Hummer than the or the less Hummer? So Jacob, Talmud Jacob, said that he needs his less Hummer. Why do you take less Hummer?
Because he was more likely to have some years of the situation. Who is that?
Yeah, but you're doing the harama on the mechiras behema. Obviously, the same way that you mocha the chametz, you want to buy it back afterwards. Here, you mocha the behema, you want to buy it back afterwards. Okay, maybe. Kurt, what do you say? Well, it depends how much chametz you have. Yeah. You're right. In other words, your behemoth is worth $1,000. Your chametz is only worth $50. So you're saying that there's less michas das on the behemoth than there is on the chametz. But if you have a chametz that's worth $1,000 and your behemoth is only worth $750, then you're all saying it's all totally how much it's really worth to say whether you really have smichas das. Yeah.
but you should celebrate him on it. You don't want to give away the Behemoth in the first place. The comics maybe you really want to give away the Behemoth.
Do you?
The comics more than register.
Do you really want to give and therefore what?
And therefore when you're selling the Behemoth, you're selling it like Arya to Revealing, like that type of thing.
Mm.
Then you're selling it because of the comics. In no way is you keeping the Behemoth in of itself ushered.
Yeah, but you want it. The whole reason you're doing it is because you want to avoid the issue of halal from chametz.
So there's one step removed.
Then help us out, then. So look in the Bechor Shor. I both say any Jewish good home should have a court store.
This is a court store, and in fact, it's a court store by a friend of the sender, Shore. The sender. We never found that people used to sell animals. Because this is a new thing. The sign to sell their animals. And theoretically, someone has a dog, right? So he wants to be able to keep his dog for a company for Pesach. So he made a cake. And just, and every day, for meals, he'll bring it to his going to next to the neighbor, and he'll eat it.
You can have a package too. When it comes to chametz, we ask him that all you have to do in the raisa is the bottle of your chametz. It's not the call of Avira, and that's all you have to do in the raisa. Okay? All you have to do in the raisa, you can leave all your chametz out. You don't have to do anything. All you do, you don't even have to dump the kol chamira. All you have to do is have kavana v'lei, then you view it to offer the ara. So we have no way to say the kol chamira. But really, all you have to do is what? Kavana v'lei, that is ara. That's all you have to do. We drop off and they said it's not enough. You can't really get rid of it. So you say, like, why are we selling our kodesh? Neither I saw, he said, call come here, it's good enough. So that one, so in the bin, you got to get rid of it. So the Mechira, what? Solves the Rabban issue, the said, Mama, she got rid of it. You both got it, so you got rid of it.
Because the answer to Rabban is only on your comments.
So if we don't write, so we have to do something
with your wife, which is concentrated.
No, you're going to be in our bottom, and in our bottom, the spill is not part of the company's new business. So just sign up on it anymore. But the halakha is that even if you get after you levatel it, you still have to destroy it. But if it's not yours, then you don't have to destroy it. So what we did is we accomplished what? We accomplished that the chametz is what? It's no longer yours. But what do we need to do that? We don't need to drop one. We don't rise. And once he said Bindle, it's all taken care of. We don't rise. We don't rise. He said Bindle, call me. You keep all the trivials around that. To make sure nobody knew you. So only drop one, you got to get rid of it. So the whole Bahira is getting rid of it. But that's only why. But then drop one. So the man, the whole thing of Bahira's comics is that you shouldn't buy it and then drop one. But when you sell the animal, to feed it, what are you trying to get certain about that? And this is the highest thing. But it's what? This is my law. Coming with that. This is the highest thing. This is the highest thing. Oh, that's the Mr. Daraisa. Yeah, you got to put it in there. That's the Mr. Daraisa. And no, from Chomets into the Haggadah, you know the Mr. Daraisa. The Prophet says, Lo ye ochel Chomets. And we said, Kol Pachim Shana Marachila, the Tevah that has Yisra Achila, the Tevah Yisra Achila. Lo ye ochel Chomets. So the Melech, something before a char. When you sell your chametz, you only want maybe special things of halacha that you call it your rabbanan. But when you're selling your animal, you're what? You're circumventing what? And this is the right stuff. Because if you feed your animal chametz for Pesach, then you own your animal. So this is the right stuff, and all the Pesach. Minayin chametz Pesach talks about the chametz, and then you own chametz. So the name is often before Shor, that case is more bummer. The Bechira's Chomets is much better. And therefore, the before Shor is sold in, that the reason why the Bechira's Chomets work, he's discussed yesterday, Haram, Haram, Haram. He said, since it's only what? Since it's only Mishor with the Rabbanan, it's only Mishor with the Rabbanan, so then we're making over the Rabbanan. But I had to write it up. And you look at the Gemara Gittin, said the Bechor Shor, that that Gemara, that Mishnah, Maisa Shemi, was told about it was Maisa Shemi only in the Rabban. That's what the Gemara says in Gittin. So it's not the Bechor Shor. Everything's great now. Harana! Harana! Look at the second arrow. I've also said there's so much to say. One second, we're going to track for 1 second. Nira Lee, second arrow? Woo! Came into Israel with Rabban, who we derived the Vittel the Al Masagi, the Cholecha, the Vatel, the Hemphil, the Lake Shalit. So we think, come on, morning, the Yavor, Alo Sasa. Kosha came into Homer Kazet, the Lomisha came into Rabban, Sarah Lavara Maol, and Hey Mamru, Hey Mamru. So at the same time, Israel is Rabban, Hey Mamru, Hey Mamru, Hey Mamru. This gives us a much better feeling about the news coming to us. Right? But the other case, it's not a tradition to ask. Okay. They gave some hearts, they gave a whole piston, they didn't. Look at my marina, nice and shady. It's not the nine, they're up on the road.
But over here, when you sell the animal, that's a deraisa. It should work. Shumas and Maisis, because the Gemara says, Feresh and Gittin, it's talking about that they're only Shumas and Maisis Midrabbanan. Either because it was grown in a certain way, that only makes it Midrabbanan. So the back door. Yeah, okay, one second. One second. Refractor. So what he's saying is that harama on a drabanon that will be makelon. That's why we sell the chametz. But harama on a daraisa not. Therefore, you can't, because the sale to be mocha your chametz is what? Is it only harama on a drabanon? But to what? To sell your animal to get a fee. That's harama on a daraisa. That's the before shore. That is the before shore. Albert. But this is the Bechor Shor. Because if he's going to sell the animal to the guy, he's trying to circumvent the Isra Daraisa of getting Hanar from Chametz for Pesach. Technically he sold it, but he wrote. So just like we saw that when you do it, you're not supposed to do a harama really. Or at least, you know. Of course there were transactions. That's the whole discussion here. Our whole discussion here is, of course you made the kinyan for the chametz. You made everything. Right? But still, it's harama, so haramas maybe are not good. Maybe the ritzva says they made a special knas if you do a harama of the kvias. Right, but the question is, would that only work when the whole Isur is only Isur Drabanan, or even if it's Isur Daraita? That's what the Bechor Shor says. So, do you like this Bechor Shor? No, but Albert is having a whole problem just with Haram in general, not the Shifty issue. That's nothing to do with the Bechor Shor. But do you like this Bechor Shor? Is it Glock? Is it Glock, Dolby?
Is it blocked?
Right.
Hang on, we're hang on. So is this blocked? Sounds blocked.
What?
Yeah. Sounds blocked.
Sounds blocked. Is it El Cole? Is it blocked? Is the Bechor Shor blocked?
We know the difference between the name and the name of the field. That the name is can't be both of them. That the school could be both of them. It's one different.
Someone
Right, but I want to know. Okay. Okay, that's a separate issue about. Right, it's true what you're saying, that there's this issue about Shvisa's behema. But I want to know if the Bechor Shor, was what he's saying blot or not? So, Rabosa, I'll tell you. But the Bechor Shor saying is not blot at all. It's so not blot that it, yes. What's the flaw? What's the flaw? What's the flaw in this whole?
It sounds good. No, I can tell it. It's very clear. It sounds good.
The answer is, what you sell is not included in the pickle. You don't pickle it and take half an hour and then you sell it. So what you're selling, is the Bal Yeroyah again is the Raisa. So you can't say, so it's all different. So the Chora, it's all or nothing. If this case is good, this case is good. If this case is good, not good. So then, in other words, people have to realize that when they're selling chametz, it's not true that they're only selling chametz to circumvent the Rabbanan. They're selling chametz to circumvent the Raisa. Ah, they said Chol Chamira, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, the Chol Chamira is not going on what they're selling. So the Leila, the whole thing, and who points this out? The deceivers point this out. Woo! The deceivers on page 24 points out that the whole thing's not true. It's a long piece here, Rebosa. This is from the Makor Chaim. The Nesivus wrote a sefer on Hilchos Pesach called Makor Chaim. It's Latin sefer. Any Jewish poem just has Makor Chaim. Which? There might be some Jewish poems if you have a couple, but still don't have them. So, yeah. This is a classic sefer. Okay? I mean, there's so many classic pieces that both of them are quite high.
I mean, the pain is in the scene is on the top side.
He says it's awesome. He told Bar,
came to the Mishnah Rishu Haramah, and Lotharina Haramah, Rabbi Rabban, and Bobby the Raisa. And we only do that Haramah, but I don't have to do the first one as well. So the Lord Rishad is not going to death. Okay, come in, the middle side, you need the Raisa, but I think he is the Rabban, and look at the Haram. Negative to the Rabban. But the ancient, the Kiris of the Hamos, Lachilam, come in, this is the Raisa, and trap people are Rabban. But so the Sages points out that's very fancy footwork. But if you look at the Gemara, the Gemara says it's the Rabbanan for a different reason, not because of the Haramah. The Gemara says it's the Rabbanan because, or else it wouldn't be a question of to the Skiyah. So the reason why the Gemara has to say it's like changing the Rabbanan is not all the Haramah, it's for a different reason, he said. Okay, and then he says, and then Ellie Cole, the silent company of the Federation, says, for the fourth and wide line, he says, well, there ain't no road, but you have to walk here to the
Maybe the Svar is glad, it's just it doesn't apply over here. Right, okay. That I accept that. Schachter in his Sefer has a different yesod, which seems to be original. He wants to be mechalek between harama and a losase versus harama and a mitzvasase. That if the harama is just so you shouldn't violate a losase, so bottom line is you didn't violate the losase. But if it's to get you out of fulfilling a mitzvah, so then that's not proper. Because bottom line is you didn't do the mitzvah. Look on page 29, the third column. He says, "Al pip shuto yanira." Kizel ha'yisod l'menagein l'mkor at chametz. Yemishi yeshal chametz ve'er pesach yeshal achiv esay shal tashvisho. Gamim lo yisho pesachem tzobin b'od yom. Yavar b'lavad b'al yirel. Fina meganeinu einan mokrim iskol chametz yishlan rach tishu m'teish achuz. Right? The minig is the chametz that you're going to eat on erev pesach, so you're not mokrim that. Right, because the Mechira, even this year, to do the Mechira on Friday, so the stuff that you're going to eat on Shabbos, you're not Mocher. So Memela, you're going to do the Mitzvah Seseh Tashbisu by getting rid of that last Chametz. So a Mitzvah Seseh you're going to get. And you don't get more of a Mitzvah Seseh if you burn one yodel versus if you burn a whole storehouse of Tzvuah, it's the same Mitzvah Seseh. So you're not circumventing to do a Mrs. Essie, you're just circumventing a lav. To circumvent a lav is better than circumventing a Mrs. Essie. Because Mrs. Essie, if you're not going to do Tashbisu, then you circumvent it to get out of doing a mitzvah, so the bottom line is you didn't do the mitzvah. So in the Mela, we don't like that. But if you just did a harama to that you shouldn't violate a lav, so if the bottom line you didn't violate it. But Lamaisi, you don't see the poskim speaking this way. The poskim seem to make no distinction. If it's harama, it's harama, and we don't want a harama even at a low sasset. But he does point out from the Rav Soloveitchik on page 30. Take a look on the bottom of page 30. Rabbeinu Zal, Hayam Tamid Rogel Lahasil of Hamidov Shalom Lismoch al Mechiris Chametz Bad Chametz Be'en. So, as the Rav told his Talmidim not to sell Chametz Be'en, don't sell yodels. Eat the yodels, don't pay stuff. Don't sell Cheerios, don't sell bread. Only Harubas Chametz. Al Rachba Harubas Chametz. The Bal Yerah Chametz Be'en, but Bade Havi Daraisa. Because Al Chametz Be'en is Mamasha Daraisa. In other words, like Zalmi said, assuming that the Tzvuah Shor's Chiluk is a good Chiluk, it might be a bad application, but it's still maybe a good Chiluk that we can make it on Haramas and Darabonans and not on Daraisas. So when it comes to Chametz Be'en, right? So then what? That's a mamish nisa daraisa to keep that in your house. So if you're going to sell it, you're trying to do a harama, to avoid violating the mitzvah daraisa. So that's a problem. Uber daraisa may cross the achron and shoshu laharim. We'll see that in a second. If the chametz is betarubis, it's not. In other words, you have a little bit of chametz ingredient in another, like you have a chametz ketchup. Okay? So ketchup is basically tomato sauce, right? But then there's vinegar. It's tarubis chametz. So not to eat it is the rice, but for Bal Yerah. Yeah, you know, you have vinegar mixed in, like in your. Yeah, salad dressing, mustard, tarubis chametz. The Yisrael Rabbanan, the word begumar, the mutra laharim. But is it Rabbanan's mutter? The Efshel Litzmoch ala Rabbeinu Tam ben Ogeil Abayas Harama. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that Rabbeinu, we'll see Rabbeinu Tam Shita in a second. The Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that Bal Yeroa Daraisa is only Chometz Ben. Tarubis Chometz is, you can't eat it Midaraisa, but it's only Bal Yeroa Midrabbanan. So Mamela, if it's only Bal Yeroa Midrabbanan, then only sell those things. Ushashola Bal Abayas Madin Le'inyan Shnaps. And the Bal Abayas asked the Rabbanan, what about Shnaps? Yain Sarf. Indino kechametz ve'en a tarubis. Well, so what is that? Is schnapps called chametz ve'en or schnapps tarubis? Heishim pam zel loshen. Vesa nish sufregen. So the Rav said, better not to ask. What does that mean? Shadocho ol, when they pushed him more, he said, Herem ogum li ve'erosh, she'evi b'shem rabbein atam, the sheikha shalom ain't din ka tarubis chametz, el chametz ve'en. So it's, schnapps is chametz ve'en. Schnapps is not called, tarubis is basically when most of the product is a kosher maker product. And then you have some coverages. But if what? But beer, schnapps, the kind of thing is coming. The kind of thing is coming. So that's coming bad. So if you sell schnapps, you're selling coming bad.
Right, so if you have a liquor store, so then it's, you have a Hepsin Maruba.
So then if you have a liquor store, that's really why the contract why the liquor store is dark. The people that, you know, do a lot of liquor. That was the whole thing. You know, people have liquor, they have a lot of liquor. And it was a Hepsin Maruba. That's where it all started.
Kids where you're living at, $10,000.
For a regular person,
it's $2,000.
Right. So then,
Schnapps is
not that it's a condiment where predominantly it's a kosher makes a product, it's just liquid wheat. Liquid barley, whatever. But that's not as, so there are people that don't sell chametz ahead, but they sell their liquor, but that's really the same thing. It's just people who feel that they don't see a piece of bread in front of them, then it's not how it goes.
But things with vinegar. That's the Rabbeinu. Let's see this Rabbeinu Tam inside. Where is this Rabbeinu Tam? So take a look. I happen to provide the Rabbeinu Tam here on page 27. I must say, there's so much to do about chametz. I mean, and matzah. I mean, we could spend years just talking about these topics. Says the Mishnah, Eilu Ovrim B'Pesach. These things, look at the Mishnah, so the first Mishnah, the third parak of Pesachim. Eilu Ovrim B'Pesach, these are the things that you're over in Pesach. And it says, Kutach Ababli, Sheikh Armadi, etc.
So says Rashi, these things you violate Bal Yeroa. Now these things are Tarubus Chametz. Right? They have different things of Chametz in them.
So
that's the machlokas, Rashi Rabbi Natan, whether what's shot in the Mishnah, Eilu Over. These things are Parubas Chomet, because when you Eilu Over, you mean Over from Bali Rai.
Well, Eilu Over means Over from the Shulchan, and there's no serving in the table. You don't need to get that. There's a big show that's not on the Shulchan. So what is the Rashi? Harubas Chomet is also going to be in this as a Raksabah. But the Rav thought that Lagabe Mechiras Chomet, he can be somewhat in a bad time, she said that Harubas from Bali Rai is only the Midra Bala. And therefore, Haruma is going to be the Midra.
In other words, basically, the people that are not selling are working with the Bechor Shor Svara.
In other words, exactly what Zalmi said. But if you can accept the Bechor Shor Svara, but not the way the Bechor Shor why? But the Bechor Shor, why did he come in bad? He says, I don't think the Rabbanan was the people. They say, no, the people, when you're selling, you're not the bottom. So the male, when you're selling, this is their ice. Only if you're selling a Reuben, instead of going from there, not, but only while you're in the Rabbanan, so then there's no,
So Acharei Tichlos HaKol, everyone has to see what situation they're in. If there's, certainly if they're in their parents' home, they shouldn't make a fuss, because you shouldn't make a fuss. If
the parents selling it to the rabbi, you shouldn't make a fuss.
But really, by the comics.
Right, the parents' comics. Right. But, if you're not in that situation, you have to worry right here, if you're here in the dorm or your apartment or whatever. So then, in that situation, you should really get rid of it. Because that's, unless there's a hefty meruba. Unless you have, or unless, the room is so messy that you never find that to sell the whole thing. You should have a messy room. The money is so. Business people who are, have. I'll show you the back. Can we see the back inside? I don't think we saw the back inside. The Bach is here. Look on page 11, Ellie. Page 11.
On the right side, from the Levine and Zoom. Page 11. Levine and Zoom, they're all not the matter of the Yahya Sara. And most of the Parnassus is with schnapps. He actually was mocking the going to close the Bible, and you can't take all the schnapps and bring it to the God parents. So the Gamma cataracts were you for the world. When you sell them the children of the to be out of your house, you sell them the rules, plus the coming to you. And so it's just this half. But that was the main reason that people were doing it, because they were going out. Yeah, they were going out. So you know,
so that's the way, so you should say, go to a different, but it was a big shasar kach. In other words, you always have to realize what the circumstances were when the post came to make.
In other words, I'll give you another example. No, this is Rabbi Yonatan, who's speaking about everything in large communities. So he said that, you know, in Warsaw they had, you know, some of these, you know, they had in Europe, and they had everything. But, okay, so one has to say, so does that necessarily mean that we have everything in New York today? So one could say, on one hand one could say, over there they didn't have food. In other words, you didn't have air, but then you didn't have water. You know, you didn't have air in your toes, you didn't have any food. You had a common kitchen, you had to go and get the food. So therefore they were making all these certain secrets. Shouldn't you necessarily have, say, in America today, you should have those same people than that? So then you can be done. One hand you could say that the situation with having the food is different, obviously. On the other hand, one could say that people need to get out. Maybe in our society, people need to get out. Our society is much more of a going out society than what that maybe, you know, but you have to be done. But you can't, you know, that's not always say just because it was like that then, so we just do it like that now. And like Shabbat said, doing the same thing that somebody else did 100 years ago sometimes is not considered doing the same thing. It's doing something different because the situation's changed. So you have to have a big halakha who's sensitive to the issues and sensitive to the halakha to be able to be makriya. What's considered doing the same thing, is that doing the same thing? Or doing the same thing really changing if the situation has changed?
Even is much more a significant issue than. What do you say?
So,
Ari Schneider, you're a Yid.
What you're saying about the center with that. But with a lot of folks are saying one time things. Talk about one time thing. I wonder if it's to say that you do it every year. You sell something every year, but not all your money. Let's say on the other side. Let's say you got like one year, you got this really expensive bottle of schnapps that you want to save your kid's wedding or something like that.
Right.
So like most of your money to get rid of. But not the one year like you just got stopped.
So somebody gave you an expensive bottle of schnapps.
So like every year you sell this one thing. It's just one thing you really want to like save it for that special occasion.
Right.
Everything else is given for like special occasion, but on the other end.
Right. And so what are you saying?
I wonder if there's that even like that.
That what? That you can be making.
That you can be making.
The chocolate bar probably could eat that on Pesach too, probably. I don't know, I shouldn't say for sure. But the schnapps is a real issue. Which, that's a real thing. What do you say, Ben Goldstein?
I heard an issue with selling the comics out of it. If I tell you to sell your closet, you have a kid in that closet, when you buy it, since it's in the technical possession of a guy, you have
Yeah, but that... No, because Lamaisa, we don't sell the kalim. Yeah, I mean, there's a discussion. See, some people sell the kalim because they think they have to sell the tam inside the kalim, but that's ridiculous. That's totally ridiculous. I mean, the tam and the kalim, there's no bali around on tam. Tam is the old thief. But you don't see, just like my bugs, you don't see. But you don't see, you don't see. And you don't have to sell the kalim. But there are people that think you have to sell the kalim. Or not. And no one wants to have to retotal kalim. It's a big avoidance. Yeah.
You see that, but matters is if you sell snacks until your child gets married, like you sell it to the wife for the next 8 months,
it was haram. It was haram, yeah. Well,
it's actually here. It's one of the easiest things.
Yeah. I mean, I think we're being very sentimental here. Because bottom line is to still the same issue of the Raisa. You know? I think Yossi Sips is right. The best thing is not to have schnapps. You know, you need one token bottle of schnapps just, you know, once in a while to take out. So buy one schnapps. How much is a bottle of schnapps? No, but something, you know, Johnny Walker or something. I don't know. $30. Yeah, so you buy a $30 thing, and once in a while you'll bring it out, you know, between the fish and the meat. You'll bring out a couple of schnapps, or you need a little chayim. And so, the course of the year, and then we'll come to Pesach, so you'll have a little left. You'll just get rid of it. But again, I think definitely when you start your own homes, that's something that you should aspire to. In other words, you should realize that, you know, people just know, you know, we sell the hummus, you know, we use the air. You should realize that these things are big issues. So people who have no knowledge of halacha, so do it now, right? They know this is what we do. But if you know halacha, you realize that these are big issues, the big coolers, and certain times it's apropos to be solved by the cooler. You have to know, have enough halakhic sensitivity and human sensitivity to know when to be stomach on it and when not to. Yeah.
I think we should be more popular in our
Okay, I want to say, there's more to say on this topic, but I think we've said what we've said. Now, there is a tshuva in the Masas Binyamin here, page 26. But in order to understand this tshuva, I made a whole other packet so you should understand this tshuva, the Masas Binyamin. So let's talk a little bit about Bittul Chametz. The Gemara says, Midaraisa, the Gemara in Dalet Amud Beis, Midaraisa bebitul ba'al masagi, which is a very strange thing. But imagine this. The Torah says that there's an issur b'al yirah in chametz. You can't eat chametz, you can't have the chametz in your possession.
So here the Gemara says a chiddush that midaraisa, all you have to do is that in your mind you think the chametz is ka'afra da'ara, and that's all you have to do. We know we say the kol chamira, okay, but that's it. So what's shot in that? I don't understand. If the Torah says Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotzeh, so how can you tell me that Midaraisa Bebitul Baal Masag? So Rashi says Bebitul Baal Masag Dixiv Tashbisu Lo Ksiv Tavaru Vasvatsu Delev Havi Hashbasa. So Rashi says the pshat is, since the Torah doesn't use the Lashon Tavaru, Torah only uses Lashon Tashbisu. That all you have to do to fulfill the mitzvah is belay. Though if you fulfill Tazbisu, you don't need straight. You don't need straight. He says, who cares that the Torah used the Lashon Tashbisu? But Tashbisu means tomorrow. A little bit. But if you want to fulfill Tashbisu, says Hosts, you have to burn the pump to get rid of it. Rashi says you fulfill Tashbisu, the state of love. Tosfos says no. Tashbisu means tavara, and if you don't burn the chametz or get rid of it, you didn't fulfill tashbisu.
What was the caption that folks have to answer now? What? What about the Gemara? The Gemara says we don't have to do the Baal Masag. So look at the end of the process. It says no, there's no more reason. If you don't have to do the Baal Masag, you need to have an architecture. The big law has a net yet. We have to reshoot so much.
But the chat is like this. This is where the check always says.
Sorry, I'm wrong. So what is the question? Tashbisu,
neither bittel is like hefker.
So if you are not carrying comments, then it's not yours anymore. So the chat is, you don't want me to write this book? Not because you fulfill Tashbisu. You only fulfill Tashbisu when it goes to be burned. What you did in Bittul Chametz according to Tosfos is you circumvented the requirement for Tashbisu. You didn't fulfill the mitzvah. You got out of it. See, according to Rashi, if you're mevatel the chametz delay, you fulfilled the mitzvah. You did the mitzvah. But according to Tosfos, you didn't do the mitzvah. The mitzvah is only physical destruction.
Only, so what's the job? If you're right to Bittul Baal Masag, if you do Bittul, which is Hefker, then you don't have a fear of Tashbisu, you have no Chametz.
Correct. So you have a fundamental machlokes, Rashi told us, what does it mean, midaraisa bebittul baal masag?
And according to Rashi, midaraisa bebittul baal masag means that in the Mabatul Chametz, you fulfill the mitzvah, what?
Of Tashbisu. But according to Tosfos, if you don't have to do the Masag, it means if you do Bittul, which is Hefker, now you don't have Chametz. So you got out of the Bittul, you don't fulfill the Mitzvah. It's like, if I had a house, then the Dalai Lama has to go to the Mitzvah. If I sell my house, and I only live on the street, I'm not fulfilling the Mitzvah, I don't want to be a Mitzvah. So the same thing, according to Rashi, if you have a problem with Chametz, you can fulfill the Mitzvah of Tashbisu. According to Tosfos, no, Tashbisu is not the destruction. And Jesus is not in destruction. Jesus is not in destruction. So what does it mean the right to be about the Shabbat? It means the Raisa, if he's a battle and he's not here, so then he wasn't. But
So what the way our Rebbe said it is basically you get a haram.
A bit the last day is if you don't shake lulav, you don't put on tefillin, then you mavati. You had a chiyuv and you didn't do it.
That's a bit the last day. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a bracha for your chametz? One of the Tosfos was saying when you broke it, you're saying getting around it by saying in your heart.
No, because you're not. You're saying in your heart the things that you didn't are not burning. The bittul is only going on the things that you're not burning. Now, the question is, Rabosai, and this is the question. Well, if you hold, let's say, we just said that, according to Tosis, that's the way you fulfill Tashbisha. According to Rashi, Tashbisha is fulfilled delayed. You'd still be the Rabbani at the end. We'll see. You're 5 steps ahead. 5 steps ahead. Right. Oh, so the question is, what's Pshat Rashi? How do you understand Rashi? You still own the chametz, right? So what does it mean that bittul and belayed is good? Why is it hefker? Tosa says it's hefker. What does Rashi say? Hashpasa belayed is hashpasa. So it was, what's the mitzvah according to Rashi? How do you understand the mitzvah according to Rashi? Further in your heart. Okay. What kind of, isn't that strange? Does that make any sense? Yeah, but isn't that strange that, like... But you still have to get rid of it because you might come to eat it. So according to Rashi, Midaraisa, all you have to do is belay. Eat Rabban and you have to get rid of it. So that's all Shema Yovo Allah. Midarabban. But Midaraisa. Fine. Sit there. Good. Only on the derisive level. Right, but is it hefker? So what's like? This is some kind of new thing, isn't it? So it's a bit Yiddish. So because you don't say it's hefker. Tosa says it's hefker. Tosa says pshat and bittul is hefker, and pshat is that now I'm not mechuyev in tashbishu. According to Tosa, tashbishu means physically destroying. Right. According to Rashi, Tashbisu means to think of it as ka'afra da'ara. That you're machshivit belay in ka'afra da'ara. The question is, what's the halachic status of that? To me, that sounds like hallucinations. It sounds like very odd. Right? What is this? A mitzvah of meditation? A mitzvah of meditation? Is that what it is? A mitzvah of meditation?
Arya Kaplan wrote a book on Jewish meditation. So is this Jewish meditation? Is that what this is? David? I can't hear you. What?
You say,
the same thing. You still have to mavar because midrabban and you have to mavar. Okay. Yeah, you're seeing from this. That's the question. In other words, according to Tosfos, Bittul is Hefker. But Rashi doesn't say it's Hefker. Because Lechori, if it's Hefker, is that, in other words, even Tosfos says it's Hefker is saying that, and you're not Yotze the Mitzvah with that. You just got out of the Mitzvah. Rashi's saying you fulfill the Mitzvah with delay.
The question is, I just want to understand the question that, like, to really go to the mission, you have to homecoming and you have to be a Shabbat.
Right. Right, so the question is, so according to Tosfos, what it means is that you own the chametz and then you destroy it. That's Tashbitzu. According to Rashi, you own the chametz and then you think about it as ka'afra the ara, and that's the mitzvah. So we have to understand what, like, so according to Tosfos, we understand. It's a normal mitzvah. You know, you just get rid of it, that we can understand. But according to Rashi, it's not even happening.
So what's the status of that?
So this requires so tomorrow we have a lot to do. We have to. There's a famous Ramban.
Ramban Lipschitz have found every year with this year to do this Ramban. That was the thing that was also this Ramban trying to explain what Rashi means. Every year.
We'll figure out tomorrow morning when we're all here, and we'll figure out, you know, which rooms are available. And